Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. Let us do the 23rd Excel worksheet. Downloads are in the description box. If you choose to download, take it for yourself. This is a bridge between astrology and another system of psycho-evaluation model called the Enneagram. Now, Enneagram, I have to do a little introduction and some details here. So we'll take this slowly, step by step, and then tie it last into astrology. All right. So here we go. The Excel worksheet is basically, like you can see, about 50 questions. Each question is built into 9 types of Enneagram models that we have. Models as in, how should I word this? It's basically an archetype. You can say 9 different archetypes are there. So from A to I, there are 9 options for each and every question. And these questions are geared, these 50 questions are split into basically the following ways. I have captured a broad range of questions, which people can answer, of course. One being centered around social interpersonal. All right. One being centered around emotional management. One being centered around mental intellectual skill, a set of questions. I think I split it into 10 each. One being of self-actualization, that Maslow's hierarchy theory, if you know what I'm saying. So, and last one being of intimate relationships. Now, I have given subtotal scores here individually by each one of these areas of our brain functioning. But this pie chart over here, which you can see, the super colorful pie chart, consists of these scores only, the total scores of this entire 50. But typically what I have seen is that doesn't give very good results in terms of specific areas. For example, as per the totals, you might be more of an achiever, right? And a loyalist. Although in interpersonal, you might be more of a helper or more of an enthusiast. And you will find this once you take this kind of a test. Just type in yes in this answer box. One answer is the best, at best two. You can have two. It'll average out, trust me on that. Just type in a yes here wherever the applicable answer goes for you. These are all everyday questions, very easy to answer. And this will give you your Enneagram type. Now let's go into the more details of the type, which are in the next sheet. Type descriptions are over there. So there goes type 1 right up till type 9. And I have given the cross-functional correlation between Enneagram and MTBI or the Myers-Briggs personality type indicators, right? So INTJ will be equivalent to Enneagram type 4 and 5. These are correlations, okay? You can draw a parallel between the two. Now later, in my further videos, I will tie nakshatras into Enneagram and into MTBI. So if you're going that deep into psychology, into astrology, and merging the systems of understanding human personality, this would be helpful. So this is in the type descriptions. Understanding the correlation gives how it is correlated, what's the logic behind it. Okay. But let us go through this briefly in terms of astrology and how I made the Enneagram model. There are 9 types of Enneagrams. Type 1 is called the reformer. Type 2 is called the helper. Type 3, the achiever. Type 4, the individualist. Type 5, the investigator. Type 6, the loyalist. Type 7, the enthusiast. Type 8, the challenger. And type 9, the peacemaker. So essentially, we are talking about refining in terms of understanding certain behavior patterns, in terms of understanding what Enneagram personality type you are. So we basically refer as numbers, type 1, type 2, type 3, and so on and so forth. You can Google this and get plenty of websites on Enneagram itself. This one specifically ties into astrology. Let's start with number one, reformer. Why have I put in Rahu or the north node of the moon? Let us see the descriptions and then we'll know. Here, type 1, reformer, the yellow box. The key traits are principled, purposeful, self-controlled, and perfectionistic. Rahu, or the north node of the moon in any chart, is the driver, is the reformer, is the one who breaks all boundaries. Just about every other planet just succumbs to the rules or is having some sort of a self-interest. Rahu goes out and does something unconventional. Basic fear of Rahu is being corrupt, evil, or defective. Basic desire is to be good, have integrity, to be balanced. Motivation is striving for perfection, improvement, and avoiding criticism. Centers of intelligence is body. Harmonic group is competency. The care and honey kind of group is moving towards people. I put all the basic attributes of every Enneagram. The best matches are type 7, the enthusiast, and type 2, the helper. These are matches for working, friendships, partnerships, spouse, intimacy, etc., romantic relationships. Complementary dynamics, type 7 brings spontaneity and joy, type 1 to type 1s, a structured life, while type 2 provides warmth and encouragement to type 1's principled approach. MTBI types are INTJ, INFJ, ISTJ, and ESTJ. This is the MTBI counterpart of type 1. Means type 1 in Enneagram is similar to INTJ, INFJ, ISTJ, and ESTJ. That's what the correlation means, and it's more here in the last box, detailed correlation, if you are choosing to go there. Characteristics is they are principled, purposeful, self-controlled, and perfectionistic. It is a reformer. It wants to go out and change stuff. Okay? That's type 1, that's Rahu. Type 2 is the helper, which is Ketu. Why is Ketu type called helper here? Why did I think of this? Okay, because type 2 is generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing. Ketu is a born empath. It doesn't have anything to do with this world. Most people, Ketu in the first house, will think, why the hell am I here? What is my purpose here? What am I doing here in this silly planet or in this body? You see what I'm saying? So it's very detached. With that level of detachment, they can be the helper to the rest of humanity. That's what empaths are here for, essentially. The basic fear is being unwanted, unworthy of being loved. Low self-worth is Ketu's characteristics, simply because they don't know who they are. Basic desire is to feel loved. Motivation, being needed, appreciated, forming close relationships, centers of intelligence, the heart. To think of Ketu as the heart is kind of a stretch, but bear with me here. Harmonic group is emotional realness. The care and horny group is moving towards people. Best matches are given. MTBI types is ESFJ, ENFJ, ISFJ. So type 2 of Enneagram matches these MTBI types. Why I'm saying all these correlative factors is simply because later I will tie nakshatras into each one of these. So it might help if you want to go there to tie in all of these and take this, use this Excel worksheet basically. Characteristics is caring, interpersonal, generous. Ketu is very generous. In fact, it is a karaka for giving in astrology. People pleasing, yes, Ketu is a born empath. There you go. Type 3. Let's see what type 3 is comprised of. Mars and Venus put together in conjunction of, in nakshatras thereof, exchange of nakshatras, exchange of lords. Means Mars sitting in Libra or Taurus, or Venus sitting at the same time in Scorpio or Aries, right? Achiever. Achievers have to move a lot of energy. These two energies are very moving. The Venus and Mars are basically activators. They move a lot of energy. Because the achiever is adaptive, excelling, driven, and image conscious. Basic fear is being worthless, to sit idle and not amounting to anything type of thing. Okay? Basic desire is to feel valuable and worthwhile. Both Mars and Venus want that. That's the idea of being an achiever. MBTI types is ENTJ, ESTJ, ENTP, and ESTP. Next, type 4, the individualist. Who is the individualist in astrological terms of Enneagram? Jupiter and Ketu put together. These two can make highly individualistic person. Think about this. I have covered this in previous tests also. You think about more on Jupiter Ketu when it comes to an individualism. Who is an individualist? One who is expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, and temperamental. Ketu is very self-absorbed. Along with Jupiter, he has the sense of no identity, having no identity or personal significance. Jupiter, when mixed with Ketu, thinks, who am I giving all of this knowledge? Motivation is expressing individuality. Individuality, maximum energy of individuality in astrology comes from Ketu. Avoiding the mundane, seeking depth and authenticity. Authenticity is sought more by Jupiter. Centers of intelligence, the heart. You can say this is the heart of Jupiter, so to speak, with Ketu. Right? Let's see the type 5 now. Type 5 is the investigator, which I have put as Mercury plus Jupiter, because you need all the powers of an intellectual mind, a keenly perceptive intellectual mind, the combination of Jupiter and Mercury. The key traits here being, they are perceptive, they are innovative, they are secretive, and they are isolated. To work a sharp mind, to work a keen intellectual perceptive sense, you need to have an isolation. You need to be innovative also. The basic desire is to be capable and competent. Basic fear is being useless, helpless, or incapable. Motivation is gaining knowledge, Mercury, understanding environment, and conserving energy. Okay, centers of intelligence, the head. You can't get a more heady person than a good combination of Jupiter and Mercury. Very head oriented. Harmonic group, emotional realness, the rest of it you can go through. MBTI types, you can go through this stuff, right? Okay. Type 6, what does type 6 consist of? Loyalist, a combination of Jupiter and Venus. So loyalist is one who has Venus there, and Jupiter is a loyalist essentially. But for loyalty, you need to have Venus presence there, because Venus is the only one which has the refinement in astrology. It's a refined sense of taste. It's the beauty. It's the artist in us. It's the poet in us. It's a refinement. It's not taking things just for the sake of survival part of it. It is refining it constantly, right? So the loyalist has engaging, responsible, anxious, and suspicious nature as being the key traits. Basic fear is being without support or guidance. Nobody to support me kind of fear. Basic desire is to have security and support. Something like it needs the security and support of Saturn to make it good in a chart, right? You might have all kinds of Enneagrams, but no support, nothing is going to happen. Type 7. The enthusiast. The enthusiast has to have a combination of Venus and Moon strongly in the chart, very strongly. Because to have enthusiasm, you need these two female sattvic type of planets. I'm diving little, digressing into astrology here, okay? These two are very creative, very life-giving, very nurturing. That's a true enthusiast in my opinion. The key traits here being, they are spontaneous, versatile, acquisitive, and yet a little scattered. Emotions can get scattered, Moon. Basic fear being, it being deprived and being in pain. Basic desire is to be satisfied and content. See, right there comes the Moon factor. Being satisfied is Venus, being content is the Moon. So if you go through entire in every one of these single one of these nine boxes, you will see why I'm correlating certain planets to certain types of Enneagram types. Okay, it's easy, really. It's not rocket science. Motivation is seeking excitement and adventure and avoiding pain and discomfort. Avoidance. Centers of intelligence for the type 7 is head. You can go through this stuff as well. Let's get to type 8. Type 8 is a challenger. Now, the challenger is a badass by default. So, they have got all badass planets, Mars, Sun and Saturn, or combinations thereof, or conjunctions, or aspect 2 in astrology. Because Saturn is a guy who is not interested in the jivas, not interested in life. It'll remove life for the sake of things, so it can challenge anything. These three can challenge life itself. Sun, Mars, and Saturn. So challenger is one who is self-confident, the Sun, decisive, the Mars, willful, confrontational, Mars, and Saturn. Okay? Basic fear is being harmed or being controlled by others. Neither Saturn nor Sun want controlled by others. They're masters of themselves. To protect themselves, to be in control of their own life and destiny. That is Saturn, Mars and Sun, essentially. One more side note is, each one of these nine types, you can correlate to these planets over here. If you want to see career, are they in your 10th house? Are they your 10th lord? You see, you can take the hint from there. Last one, peacemaker is Moon, naturally. Last one, the peacemaker. They are receptive, they are reassuring, they are complacent, they are resigned. Their basic fear is loss and separation. These are, by the name suggests, peacemaker. Moon is the peacemaker of every chart. To have inner stability, to have peace of mind. Motivation, avoiding conflict, avoiding tension, and seeking harmony and comfort in every situation of life. So peacemaker, the one, the isolationist, one who is very comfortable with oneself, the heart center, the Moon. That's how it is played out. So take these 50 questions, download this Excel worksheet, download link is in the description box, and you can use this, and this will be a stepping stone to when I come across all my videos for nakshatras along with MTBI and Enneagram. That's when you would want to know both. You want to know your MTBI type and you want to know your Enneagram. Okay, I'll see you in the next. Take care, be safe.